Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And for Chamber's upcoming events, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org. And for Community Connections, you guys have a raffle coming up. And Jessica and Greg, thank you guys both for coming in and being here. How's your summer going? Things good?
Things are great. We've been real busy working towards this with lots of excitement, of course, but summer's going wonderful. We live in wonderful Durango, Colorado.
So Community Connections, you cover basically the same as Region 9, which are the five counties, Archuleta, La Plata, Montezuma, Dolores, and San Juan, Silverton.
You got it.
San Juan counties. And as I understand, you serve approximately 400 clients and in those counties. And you're doing a summer raffle, and I'm going to call it staycations.
Yes.
And you've got, you know, staycations in Durango, Pagosa Springs, Cortez, and Silverton. Tickets are only $10 or for one ticket, or six tickets for $50. And you're going to be out and about and all around, and you can go to Community Connections and also on the GiveSmart app buy the tickets. So tell me a little bit about what's going on.
You got it. We're going to be all over town, looking forward to seeing your lovely faces out there with us.
And we're pre-recording this.
Pre-recording.
So this, I know you were at Nature's Oasis yesterday. So
you got
coming
it.
Up, you're going to be where?
Coming up on 6/11, which is a Saturday, from 9 a.m. until noon, we will be at Kreger's there in the City Market parking lot.
Uh-huh.
Seeing you out doing your honeydews and getting out shopping for this beautiful summer ahead of us. So that's going to be on Saturday the 11th. On Saturday the 18th from 7:30 a.m. until 12, we will be at the farmer's market while you're
okay.
getting your local yummies. Be sure to take note. Something we had thought about in this summer raffle is, you know, it's all about community. And we're out here supporting each other, supporting the families. You know, if you're a business out there and you want to take the step to get some of these raffle tickets, think of your employees, think of your family members, people that could really enjoy a staycation. You know what? You don't even have to be from Durango to be doing this. You might want to just come to visit. What a great reason to do so.
And a great way to support Community Connections.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll pass on over to Greg here.
Yeah, and Greg, talk a little bit about, you know, you mentioned off air the volunteerism that you do and some of the feelings that you have with the reward. So flip the mic and those little screws on the side, just tighten those down. There you go. Yeah, if people could see as we're trying to get the microphone fixed. So talk a little bit about Community Connections and what it's meant to you.
A great deal.
Yeah.
I started working with organizations that provide case management services to people with intellectual and developmental disabilities and their families way back in 1985.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a different time then. If you had a child who was born with Down syndrome or had a child that had cerebral palsy, chances are that they would become, at some point in their life, institutionalized.
Yeah.
Institutions have their own issues, and it's very limiting of the experiences that people who are in them have. Work experience was limited to shelter workshops.
Right.
Horrible. It's organizations like Community Connections, and there are many of them around the country, that provide case management to the families and their children and really attempt to integrate them into the rest of the community. And that's really mm-hmm. where the name comes from, Community Connections. We are only as strong as our weakest link.
Right.
And that's true for a whole variety of issues that we face
yeah.
in our modern civilization. But when we're talking about people with disabilities like this, to see today people with these disabilities working in grocery stores,
mm-hmm.
working in restaurants, having their own homes, having friends, doing experiences, it's so it's just so incredibly rewarding to see how far we've come as a society. And it's a little peek into how far we need to continue to move.
Absolutely.
Community Connections gets most of its support through federal Medicaid dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And like everyone knows, you go to a doctor, they charge you money. If you're on Medicare, they don't get all of it.
Right.
And so there are shortfalls. And we have shortfalls in terms of our programming, because we're no different than any other medical provider. So what's really encouraging is to see all of the volunteers who are engaged with various activities that support Community Connections to fill those gaps.
And I'm looking over your shoulder in the studio with the Festival of Trees that they have here for American General Media, because they've sponsored trees, and that's one of the big events you do. And then another way to support Community Connection is buying summer raffle tickets.
That's right. We had a little bit of a teeny raffle as part of Festival of Trees in the past. And people were so excited about the opportunity to be able to get a chance to have these staycations.
Right.
And you never know where you're going to go if you win. You could go to Silverton. Yeah. You could go to Pagosa. You could go to Cortez. You could take rafting. You can whitewater raft. You can horseback ride. You can do a hot air balloon. You could fish with the guides from San Juan Angler.
Nice.
We've got five packages with a total value of about $5,000.
Wow.
For all of them. The people that have sponsored it, Vacasa, Pirate Adventures, Canyon Trails Ranch, the Nightingale Motel, the General Palmer, the Teller House up in Silverton, Canyon of the Ancients, Durango River Trippers, Pagosa Adventures, Purgatory has passes for all of their activities in the summertime. They're fabulous. It's such an exciting thing to do. And it's such a great way to be able to support this organization and give away tickets to your friends.
Well, and it's a great way to, I'm going to say pay it forward, because it's something that, you know, as we mentioned earlier, you've got some friends, some work coworkers, all of that, and what an opportunity, one, to have a chance to win a wonderful staycation in one of the wonderful communities around the area, but also then, you know, if you give a ticket and it's a winner, so to speak, you could pay it forward to one of your employees or a friend, neighbors, relatives.
Yeah.
One of the things I forgot to mention is that each one of these packages has a combination of an activity,
a place
to stay, you've got lodging, and a place to eat.
Yep.
And several of them, you know, like, for example, the first package in Durango, you go fishing with the San Juan Angler.
Aww.
Then you start out with breakfast at the Durango Diner.
Nice.
You go fishing for a half a day on the Animas. And then you can go to the balcony for lunch.
And just chill and hang and have a good time.
And stay at the General Palmer.
Yeah.
And each one of the packages has the same sort of opportunities, whether it's horseback riding in Cortez or hot air ballooning or rafting in Pagosa. You've got a place to stay and a place to eat, and it's a great way to save a little money on gas.
Well, just the staycation and the ultimate goal is to help support Community Connections, which does wonderful work with over 400 clients in the five counties. What else would you like to add, Jessica?
We're going to throw some other things at you. You know, we're looking for your involvement. As we shared, you know, this is our first year doing the raffle like this.
Uh-huh.
So we are looking for your involvement. We want you to make memories and really just be part of this. On top of that, you know, if you have any interest in working for Community Connections, being on a committee, come be involved. We look forward to getting to know more about you and how we can help you be part of this an amazing nonprofit that does so much for so many people and their families.
Absolutely.
Our programs, you know, adult residential services, adult supported living services, and day services. I'm just throwing out a few things here.
Yeah,
the family support that is needed all the way around. You know, we talk about caregiving. You know, it's hard on every single level. We need every bit of support. Community Connections comes out, and they get to know you and want to know how they can help. There's early childhood services, children's waiver programs, single entry point. I mean, we could go on and on the different things that Community Connections is doing, helping people find jobs, you know, just finding fun and being involved and independent. It's ginormous.
Well, and I just think, you know, I you mentioned Richard in another show we did, and passed away about a month ago, and I knew Richard, and just what an amazing guy. And I also think of Brian, who has Down syndrome. I see him around town, and it just is so rewarding to me to get to know these individuals and, you know, consider them friends and being able to walk up and talk to them.
It's changed a lot.
It has.
Over the years. And, you go to the rec center and you get a chance to meet Kathy Sykes in the pool.
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, my goodness, how far we've come and what a great blueprint for us to even go even further.
Absolutely. And again, with the hard work with Community Connections, you know, and connecting those individuals into the community, thus the name, duh, and all the things that, Tara, as the, I'm going to say, CEO and guru and executive director, she is just awesome. She was in Leadership El Plata with me, and I can't say enough great things about her. And just, again, all the wonderful sponsors. You know, you mentioned I want to give a shout-out to Al Harper.
Oh, and big shout-out to Al Harper just the Harper family.
The Grange that they allow to have the Festival of Trees. I love going to that event and then being able to support, again, the summer raffle, getting your tickets. You can go online at communityconnectionsco.org, I think, or .co, communityconnections.co.org.
Correct.
Or something like that.
Communityconnectionsco.org.
We're also going to read off that it's raffle22. Yes. .givesmart.com, or if you like to text, go ahead and just text raffle22 to 76278. One more time, you can text 76278 and put in raffle22. You'll get more details there. We're going to be in person. There's a QR code out there. I bet you if you go out and ask people, someone knows who to connect you with.
Oh, and again, it's so simple. You know, I just say, what do we do before Google? But just Googling Community Connections will get you to all the right information. Get your raffle tickets. Great ways, you know, if you want to give back as a career. Community Connection is always looking for, employees as well as volunteers. Greg, what else would you like to add? We've got about a minute and a half.
As a volunteer, and I'm fortunate to be chair of the Fund Development Committee, it's really been amazing to meet people throughout Durango who know about Community Connections and have supported it through the years. The institutions in this community, the banks, the law firms, the accounting firms, the train, they've been so wonderful in supporting this activity for the last 35 years. And it's, for me, relatively new to Durango, we've only lived here for 4 years. I've through Community Connections, I've made so many wonderful connections with people in Durango that make this such a special place. Yeah. And so, for me, it's been an opportunity to meet the people that make it special. And make it special for me and my family.
Absolutely. And I just think there's nothing better than, I always say, the pay it forward aspect of it, you know. And it's one of those things where, you know, when you do something good for others, you know, and put others ahead of your own self-serving needs, so to speak, it is something that can be so, so vitally rewarding. And something you can do to also support is buy a raffle ticket for the summer raffle, Community Connections. And you can Google Community Connections, or what's that number one more time with the whole QR code thing and all that technology I don't understand?
You can text 76278 for details. In that text, you're going to put raffle22.
Awesome.
Jack, thank you so much for having us here so we can share on this topic. This is our first year doing it. We want to make it a big deal, and
Yeah.
We thank you for your time today.
Well, and don't forget, you can put all this information, too, on the Chamber's business facts. So we'll talk off air about that. And excuse me, for Chamber events, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org and check it all out. Community connections and get your raffle tickets. We've got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.